Welcome to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast, where you get great advice on how to stay ahead of your competition here in these fantasy basketball streets. Now, the dopest analyst in fantasy basketball, Waiver Wire Queen.
What's going on? Happy Friday. Welcome to the Score Fantasy Basketball Podcast. I'm Waiver Wire Queen. Today, I'm going to give you players you should add via the waiver wire. These players will be able to help you on your journey throughout the playoffs. And we're saying journey because you're not going to be done just this week. Okay. You're going to make it to the championship game and you are going to beat your competition and win your league. Got to speak it into existence, y'all. Nonetheless, make sure you subscribe to the channel. And if you enjoy listening to the podcast, we are on Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here in these fantasy basketball streets, bringing you nothing but the best. Let's get it, y'all. Woo! I'll tell you one thing. It is cold as hell out here in Texas, but nonetheless, I'm still going to bring you the best. So, some leagues have started their playoffs, and a lot of leagues will be starting their playoffs this coming week. So if you have already started the playoffs, this is still good information for you because there are several players on here who should be able to help you as you compete the remainder of week 21 going into week 22. Let's jump right into it. So I talked about Emmanuel Quickley last week, and I've sort of talked about him a few times this year because I've been saying, Tibbs, let him free. Let him play some damn basketball. Stop monitoring and micromanaging this young man. Let him play. The Knicks have played terrible for the most part this season. They haven't looked great. They're most likely not making the playoffs. So let him play. He's playing well. And he's played very well over the last few games. He's played over 30 minutes the last two games, which is shocking to me. Everyone knows Tibbs is not big on playing young players, and he simply had no choice but to play young players since he's been in New York because that's pretty much what's on their roster with the exception of a few players. And I don't know why Quickley hasn't been given the opportunity more considering, you know, some of those players haven't played very well, but nonetheless, he's making the most of his opportunity, which is why I'm saying go on and pick him up. He's definitely a good add right now while he is getting the minutes. And even when he doesn't hit 30, he seems to be playing a majority of the fourth quarter, so he's still getting you production. He's rostered right now in 45% of Yahoo leagues. He's definitely available. On the season, he averages 10 points, 3 assists. Over the last week, he's averaged 17.8 points, 7.6 rebounds, and 4.5 assists, and a steal. He's shooting under 40%, so if you're looking for a guard who can shoot, Quickley ain't the guard for you. But nonetheless, he has played very well. And I want to take a look at what he has done statistically over the last few games. And this should give us an idea of exactly what this young man is capable of doing and what he has been doing because he's been helping somebody. If you listen, you have picked him up. If you haven't, go on and pick him up. Don't allow your competition to beat you the remainder of week 21 or week 22 because you just said, no, I'm not going to pick up Quickley. So let's see what he's been doing. So again, the last two games, over 30 minutes, which is very, very good. Against Sacramento, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. Good production. You know, that is simply all we're looking for. And he was efficient from the field, 7 for 10. Don't get it twisted. He's still shooting under 40% from the field on the season, but had a good night that night. And look, 3 for 5 from three. So the potential is there. It's just a matter of opportunity. You know, with some people, you got to keep doing it. You can't play him and then pull him out. And no, you got to allow a person to continue to play, get in the rhythm. And hopefully that is what Tibbs is going to allow quickly to do for the remainder of the season against Dallas. 9 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Didn't have a good shooting night, 2 for 8 from the field. But the key is, even though he wasn't scoring the ball, he was doing other things. 9 points, you see. Okay, well, he's still rebounding the ball. 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. So that is a good thing, too, especially in a categories-based league. Obviously, he's not going to help your team when it comes to shooting percentages. He's going to hurt your team, but he's making up for it, rebounds and assists. So if you are looking for a guard to help your team right now, then this young man is definitely a solid add this week. He's playing well, been given an opportunity. And I always say, you know, you get the opportunity. If you produce, they're going to continue to play you. So when you're playing for a coach like Tibbs, he give you that opportunity. You better take advantage of it and make him not have to put you on the bench because, you know what, I'm producing. It doesn't matter that I'm a young player. You're going to love this young player and you're going to play me. And so that is pretty much what it's looking like in New York. So I would add him if I were you. I added him in a league because I've been struggling. You know, I had a few players in and out of the lineup. McCollum is in the protocol. So, you know, you have to find players that's going to help your team. And if you can't get his backup, who may not even be playing well, then you got to look for other players on other teams. Graham may be back in the fold because of McCollum being out. However, do you really trust Graham at this stage of the season, considering he has been rather bad all for the most part of the season? But anyways, let's talk about Cam Payne. That's right. Payne is starting for CP3 because CP3 is still out. He's going to be out a few more weeks. CP3 is going to be back when it's time for the NBA playoffs. So fantasy playoffs, you better go on and grab Payne or look elsewhere, because CP3 is not coming back for the fantasy playoffs. So you definitely have to find other players. Currently, he is rostered 65% of Yahoo leagues. He averages between 19 and 21 points, fantasy points on the season, which is very good. And you already know, with an increased role, more minutes, pretty much more opportunity, he's going to produce more fantasy points for you in a points-based league. Season averages 10.9 points per game, 4.4 assists. Only shoots 40% from the field, so he's not lighting it up out there, y'all. He's not waiver wire queen when it comes to shooting the shot, okay? He ain't got it like me, but you know what? He's still producing, so you know what you got to do. You got to pick him up. You simply do. He's still out there. I've seen him on waivers and one of my leagues that I'm in on the Sleeper app, so I'm considering picking him up. And if you have the opportunity, you do so. You already know CP3 is not going to be available to you in the playoffs, so why not pick up his backup, who's going to see the minutes and he's going to produce. And you know, with Payne, he's only been back a few games because he was out for a period of time due to injury, and they went with a different type of lineup. Everybody was expecting maybe it was going to be Aaron Holiday or Peyton Elford, and neither one of those guys played well. It was just like, okay, yeah, they weren't good enough to waste a claim, if you had to put a claim in for him or spend some of your fantasy bucks. But let's discuss a little more what Payne has been doing since he has returned from injury, because this will kind of give you a idea of what to expect the remainder of the season from Payne. And it's good production. Again, I stress to you, the shooting percentages are horrible. Again, he ain't waiver wire queen with the jump shot. Now, don't y'all make me pull out that video and show you how I light him up. But nonetheless, he's still productive and he's going to do other things. Even if he's not shooting a high percentage from the field. He's doing other things like getting assists. And what when I say assists, let's look at the assists the last few games. 12, 10, 8, 16, 8. So he may not shoot a high percentage from the field. He's doing other things with the assists. Even he is scoring the ball. It's just not efficient, you know, against Orlando. 18 points, but he shot 6 for 16 from the field. But he got 12 assists, 6 rebounds, 2 steals. So he's doing other things to make up for the horrible field goal percentage. And let's look at some stats from some other games against Miami. 11 points, 4 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, and a block. He out here blocking shots, y'all. 6-1 blocking shots. Woo! That's what I'm talking about out here doing the damn thing. And pretty much you're looking at a player who's going to score the ball. And he is going to, if nothing else, get you assists. So if it's a night where he's shooting bad from the field and he only gives you about 10 points, guarantee he's going to at least give you between 8 to 10 assists. And that's going to help you. That can help you in a category-based league. But you also got to consider the fact that although he may get you those 8 to 10 assists, he's going to hurt your field goal percentage. So if you are relying on a guard who shoots a solid percentage from the field, and maybe he's not the guy for you in a category-based league, but in a points-based league, we don't care about field goal percentage. All we care about is points, and he'll get you the points. You get me 16 points, 6 rebounds, 12 assists, 2 steals. That's production, okay? That is definitely going to help my team win and secure a victory against my opponent. So definitely pick up Payne. He's still available. Let's talk about Isaiah Roby, who has been a surprise over the last several weeks. He has been playing some really good basketball. He plays for OKC. Y'all already know OKC. They got so many players that play the same damn position. And he has been playing very well. So the goal is to identify players who play well. If you're playing well and you are producing, I don't care who you are, what you did last year, early on in the season. If you are producing right now, I'm going to pick you up because I need you to help my team win, okay? And that's the goal. We don't care who the player is. If they are producing, that is the player we want on our side. We don't want to decide not to pick a player because, oh, he didn't play well early on in the season. So what? Don't allow a player to be picked up by the manager you're playing that week, and that player is the reason why you lose your league. That's not what we're doing out here. But let's talk about Isaiah Roby. He's rostered in 40% of Yahoo leagues. He has been playing very, very good basketball over the last 11 games. I expect this to be for the remainder of the season. So if you have Isaiah Roby and you are making a deep playoff run because that's what you are going to do, then he is definitely going to help you what? Win your league, because that is the goal. We're speaking it into existence. We are winning our leagues. And on a season, he averages 8.8 points per game, 4.2 rebounds, shooting over 52% from the field. So that is very good. And he is shooting a surprising 41.2% from threes. That is very good. So he is a player who will not hurt you in a points-based league or a categories-based league. I know in a categories-based league, sometimes people be concerned about certain categories. Well, he can't shoot. You know, that's going to bring my percentage. I'm going to lose there. Roby is playing well across the board statistically, so he's not going to hurt you unless he just stopped playing well and then they stop playing him. But he's shown us over 11-plus games that he has been consistent and playing well, and they are playing him. So you're going to want to add him. And let's just talk about what he has done over the last few games just to kind of get an idea. We don't want to just talk about it. Let's talk about the stats. Let's look at it and see what he really is doing to help you in fantasy, because that is exactly what he's doing. Again, do not allow Roby to sit on waivers. It's shocking that he's only rostered at 40%. You would think it would be higher considering how he has produced. And again, that's why I say, just because a player hasn't played well in previous seasons, we don't care about last season. And honestly, we don't care about last week. If you are in the playoffs, you care about today and going forward, and you want to win. And a player like Roby as well as he is playing, will be on a manager's team who happens to be the champion. So pick him up if you can. 40% is not high for what he has been able to do against the Bucks. Played 26 minutes, 12 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Not bad. And a block. And he shot a really good percentage from the field, 5 for 7, and 1 for 2 from threes. Again, solid against Minnesota. And these are not bad teams. Solid production against championship Bucks. They are the champions, okay? The champs, okay? 35 minutes against Minnesota, 15 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals. Very good game overall. And he still shot a solid percentage from the field. Didn't have a good night from threes, which is okay. And he didn't do a good job from free throw line, 4 from 8. Yeah, gotta improve that. But we don't care. He still is what I like to call him, stat stuffer. He scored the ball, rebound, assist, steals. He did a little bit of everything, which is going to help your team, whether that is a categories-based league or a points-based league. He is just doing the damn thing. I like to see him build on this for next season. But again, this is most likely one of those players who is hot for the remainder of this season, and you'll see something different next season. But we don't care about next season right now, unless you're in a dynasty league. But for redraft, we care about what he's doing right now because he's helping us win our leagues. And then let's look at some other games against Sacramento. 8 points, 4 rebounds, 1 steal, 1 assist, 2 steals. He only played 20 minutes, but that's okay because if you look, he's been consistent with his minutes, 26, 35. He's been consistent across the board, pretty much close to 28, 30 minutes. And again, playing very well. So as long as he continues to produce, we want him on our roster. Not necessarily starting for you every game, because if you have your top dogs, hell, if you have the Greek Freak, you're not going to start Roby over the Greek Freak. Come on now. You're not going to do it. You're just not. But also keep in mind, you may have him on your team and your opponent who you are playing, say in the championship game, may be lacking in production. And you may have a guy like Isaiah Roby who they can use on your team. So that's still helping you out. You're making sure that your opponent's not getting points. And then when you have a starting spot available for Roby on a night where some of your top dogs are off, he can slide right in there and help your team. So that's how you got to look at it. And over the last 2 weeks, 14.4 points per game, 5.8 rebounds, and 2 steals. Playing very well. Again, pick him up. Let's talk about Marvin Bagley. This is a shocker for me. Never thought I would be recommending Bagley, but I am, y'all. Forward slash center with Detroit. He's rostered 50% of leagues, playing very well on the season. Averages between 20 and 21 fantasy points. Considering he wasn't playing much with Sacramento, okay, guess what? He averages 10 points, 7.1 rebounds, shoots 44% from the field. Very, very good. Okay, again, he hadn't played much most of the season. So for him to be averaging 10 points and over 7 rebounds, just imagine if he was playing more and he was consistent and the minutes were there, probably would be doing a very good job. You know, Isaiah Stewart is out for the remainder of the season, I believe. And you got a guy like Bagley, he can help your team. And again, it's hard to really determine if he's going to be able to help your team the rest of the way. But again, some players may help your team, and it may just be for, say, the first round of the playoffs or the second round of the playoffs. Nonetheless, still can help your team. Let's talk about some of his stats over the last few games, because this will give you an idea of what you should do. Every player I recommend doesn't necessarily mean it's a player for you to pick up. It's a player for you to kind of, you know, take a deeper look at and see if that player is right for your roster. If you have 10,000 centers on your team, then Marvin Bagley may not be the guy for you. You may need a guard, and then you want to focus on the guards that we talk about. Okay, so let's talk about the last two games. He was all right against my Bulls. That's right, the Bulls don't play, y'all. Go Chicago. Anyways, against the Hawks, he had 19 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and a block. He was 9 for 16 from the field and 1 for 3 from 3 points. Very good game. Again, look, double-double. If you can find a big on waivers who can get you a double-double, and this is not one of those low-volume double-doubles. He had 19 points and 10 rebounds. This is not 10 and 10. This is 19 and 10. So if you can find that on waivers to help you beat your opponent or get the upper hand one day, because there may be some days where you may have more players starting. It was a day where this past week, I believe it was either Wednesday or Thursday, I didn't have anyone playing, and the guy I was playing, he had about 3 people playing. So I just got on waivers and I added me 2 people, because you got to look at things like, well, especially in a points-based league, if you don't have players playing for you every day, you may lose. So you got to look at that. And Marvin Bagley may be able to help you, even though in Yahoo he's rostered to 50%. That's still a 50% chance for you to find him on waivers in your league and pick him up so he can help your team. Don't ever go a day without having a player playing for you in your starting lineup, because it may cost you a shot at the championship. And that's just not what we're going to do. We're going to make sure that we have players available to us every single day, so we position ourselves to win, because that's what it's all about. Let's talk about Brandon Williams, guard with the Trailblazers. Now, he's just picking up some steam. He's rostered at 14% of Yahoo leagues. He only has value as long as Anthony Simons is out. Once he returns, the value goes down. It simply does. We know that Dame is not coming back this season. However, as long as Simon is out, Brandon Williams has value. Okay, that is it. I want to talk about his stats, and then also let's check and see if he's going to be available to start Friday or Simons is coming back. We need to see if Simon is coming back, because if Simon is back, then that's going to hurt his minutes. It's really going to hurt his minutes. And if it's going to affect his minutes, then we know that he's not a player that we should be starting. Just simple. But let's talk about what he's done the last 2 games, because it has been a bit inconsistent, but you also got to realize he hasn't had a consistent role, because who's having a consistent role when you have Dame? And then once Dame went out, you had Simon. Okay, so you definitely won't have a consistent role. I don't understand why they keep drafting all of these damn guards. Okay, get some wings, Portland. Get some damn wings out there. But nonetheless, on March 7th against Minnesota, he had 27 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals, 1 block, 7 for 18 from the field. He went to the free throw line a lot, 11 for 16. So if you are in a category-based league and you have a field goal percentage as a category, he may have helped you with that. Didn't have a good night from threes, 2 for 7, but okay, fine. Still had 27 points, and he played 33 minutes. Again, no Simon. Okay, against Utah, he played 26 minutes, 9 points, 6 rebounds. The issue with him that night was he was cold as ice, y'all. He was colder than the I don't know whoop. He was off, 3 for 13. If I was to carry the rim right and put it in his face, he wasn't going to make that shot. He was off. But nonetheless, he still was solid. Even though he's not scoring the ball because he's having a off night, he was still able to chip in 6 rebounds. It would have been good if he was able to add a few more assists. He had 4 turnovers, which is not good at all, especially if you're having an off night from the field, which means you most likely aren't scoring the ball. And he really didn't go to the free throw line as much, only 5 times compared to 16 on the 7th. That's a big difference. Okay. And then when you look against Phoenix, didn't play much, 14 minutes. Well, you know why. You got Simon. But against Minnesota on March 5th, played 26 minutes. So let's just check and see if Simon is coming back tonight, because if he is, then we know that then it's a no for us when it comes to so pretty much he's ruled out for Saturday. So you already know that Williams has value on Saturday. And when I say he has value, not only does he have value in your fantasy league, he also will have value in a DFS because his salary is not going to be high at all. So he's a player that you can utilize in both. So just saying, if you have the opportunity to pick him up, then you know what you need to do. Don't wait until your opponent pick him up and then you what? You miss out. We're not trying to miss out, guys. Let's not do it. Let's talk about Trendon Watford / center with the Trailblazers. Woo, Lord, the Trailblazers are a hot mess, y'all, right now. I mean, I don't even understand how they still able to stay in some game. They got blown out the other night, but it happens, but not as bad as they did, y'all. But nonetheless, when you look at the roster, it's like, oh my God, where is their star power? Obviously, you know, Dame is out, traded away McCollum. You know, Winslow is out as well. He's close to returning, but we're living for today and we're planning for today. So we can't worry about when Winslow returns. We'll deal with that when that time comes. But for right now, this young man, he moved back to the bench, but nonetheless, he still seems to be one of the more reliable players for this period of time. And again, this is a short-term solution. And he's more of a player that I would look at in DFS. So that's just my opinion, y'all. Definitely short-term value. But right now he's rostered at 17% in Yahoo leagues. And again, he is only going to be a good option as long as Winslow is out. And understand it's going to be inconsistent. And this is why he's one of those players who I say DFS, that will be a better option if you're playing DFS, because you just may not know what type of production you're going to get out of him. But nonetheless, he's shooting 53% from the field. And let's talk about what he has done over the last few games, just to kind of get an idea of what you're working with. And then this will give you a better idea of how you should move with him, because you don't want to pick him up and he stink it up for you, because you got to get it right when you're playing in the postseason. Again, you may be in a league where they only allow you to make 4 moves. You got to make sure you get it right. All 4 of those transactions have to count, because one mistake may cost you your league, which is why there's so many players you can kind of evaluate. We're talking about so many different players. And again, you look at every player, consider every player, and then you go with the best player based on your roster and based on need. Okay. You just got to do it like that, because you want to make sure that you add the right player to your team. You don't just want to add players just because. We're not going to do that, because you may lose. Okay. Let's talk about what he's done over the last few games. Again, he's been one of the more reliable players in the front court, considering all the injuries and everything they've been through this year. Against Minnesota, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 4 for 8 from the field. It is only 3-point attempt. Against Utah, played 29 minutes, 22 points, 3 rebounds, 1 block. Very solid. Didn't have a great shooting night, 6-14 from the field, but he was 9-9 from free throw. Let's just say that he's pretty good shooting the free throws. Kind of remind me of myself when I was shooting them free throws. But again, the last 4 games, he has been solid, okay? Against Phoenix, 13-7, and also chipped in with 6 assists. against Minnesota. Seemed to play them a lot. Good thing. 12 points, 14 rebounds, 4 assists. So that to me is good production. And again, I look at it as short-term value. I honestly feel that, hell, they're not going anywhere this season. This is a team that's headed for rebuild. Let the young guy play and let Winslow take the rest of the season to get healthy. But again, you know, I'm over here on this side. You know, I don't make the decisions for the Trailblazers. I'm just telling them what they need to do to help us win in fantasy. But again, you know, it is what it is out here in these fantasy basketball streets. Let's talk about Aaron Wiggins, guard/forward with OKC, who has been playing very, very well. He's only rostered at 6%, which is not a lot. It's not high at all, which means you blink your eyes when you're looking at waivers and he is right there waiting for you, waving like, come on and pick me up. I'm about to help your team. Dwight is out for the remainder of the season. Okay. This young man has been shooting over 47% from the field. Small sample size because obviously they have a lot of players who play the same position, like I was saying earlier. But again, he's getting the opportunity also with Trey Mann dealing with, I believe it's an ankle injury. So there's opportunity. And again, I always say when you have the opportunity, you better take advantage because it may be your only opportunity. But nonetheless, playing well. So what are we going to do? We're going to take a deeper look at his stats. And if this is a player who you feel is going to be able to help your team, then you pick him up. Definitely a player I'm targeting in DFS. I added him in DFS in one of my lineups because the salary is not high at all. And I'm just happy that I was able to pick him up. And pick him up in one league and also add him in DFS. I'll clarify that for y'all because, again, the salary is not high. And a lot of times when I like to set up my roster, I have it set up as though I have my building blocks. Like I tend to don't value the center position as much unless Embiid or Joker's playing. Then I may go with one of them. Their salary is just very, very high. But you can look at some lower value centers. Salary is not going to cost you as much. They're not going to get you what those two are getting you, but they'll still get you a solid production. And then what I do is I like to make sure I'm using some of my top guards who I loved prior to the season started and throughout the season. Like I would look at a guard like DeJounte Murray because I know that he is going to really help my team. So his salary is high, so I can pair him with, say, Wiggins. And again, if you play Wiggins and for instance against Minnesota, he played 38 minutes, he scored 25 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. If you play Wiggins and he does that for you and his salary is not high at all, you hit. You most likely had a great, great night. Against Milwaukee, he played 30 minutes, but he really didn't take a lot of shots. Only 6 attempts. He made 3 of those. 8 points, 5 rebounds. Let's see what they do going forward. He's a player you really need to look at because if he's going to be in the mix for the remainder of the season, then he's a player who you definitely can utilize to help you as long as he has the opportunity. Stay away from the players who do not have the opportunity. If they're playing bad and their minutes are decreasing, you don't want those players. Right now in the playoffs, we want the players who have the opportunity, which means they are playing a lot of minutes and they are producing. So it's not just you got the opportunity. No, you have the opportunity and you are producing. And you can see that he's showing signs that this is what it's going to be. So he's a player that before you pick up, you just observe and see if he's going to continue to be a part of that rotation. Again, with Man out and Dwight done for the season, it looks like he is going to be in the mix. But for me, I want to see one more game out of him before I add him in my fantasy league. However, in a DFS, I'm going to pick him all day because salary not high, it's a low risk, high reward situation, which there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Let's talk about some players you definitely should keep your eyes wide open and check for out here in these fantasy basketball streets for the playoffs. Because again, the goal is to win your league, and that's what we're doing, because we're going to keep on speaking it into existence. We are winning all of our leagues this season, y'all. That's what I'm talking about. Lauri Markkanen and Kevin Love have value, okay? Jared Allen, we don't know when he's going to return. Broken finger, he's out. You can't worry about players who are out right now, you know, because they may project a player to be out for 2 days, 2-3 days, setback. Kind of like with LeVert. Probably should have been back this week. No, setback, most likely, because he's not coming back. So evidently, they either projected too soon or there was a setback in his recovery and whatnot. But nonetheless, these two guys are producing. You already know with Love, you're definitely going to get some points and rebounds. With Markkanen, same with him. And when he's hot and shooting the ball from threes, he's on point. So these two guys are definitely players to check for. Alfred Sengun, center with the Rockets, definitely seeing more opportunity. Obviously, with Wood out, he's playing more. And also, KJ Martin is a player you should look at and see. You got Tate out dealing with some ankle issues and stuff. You want to just see, look at him. I would prefer Sengun. If I had to choose between the two, I'm going to go with Sengun because his minutes are definitely going to be there. Martin, he's in the mix, but then you got so many other players in the mix in the position that he plays with Sengun. You know he's going to definitely be the starting center. So if I had, again, choose between the two, is no eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'm going to go with Sengun, but check for KJ Martin as well. Mason Plumlee is only rostered 46%. He's been very consistent all season. He's going to score and rebound the ball and shoot a high percentage. So he's not a player that I would leave on waivers and allow my opponent to pick up and use to beat me. These are players that you can use to help you in deep leagues, okay? So come on, guys. Pick him up, pick him up, pick him up. Terrence Mann is still playing well for the most part. He's had a little few hiccups. He plays the guard in the forward spot, so check for him. Bruce Brown has surprised the hell out of Waiver Queen, y'all. I've been talking trash about him all season long. OMG. He was stinking it up. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he started playing some basketball, playing very well. I thought that once KD returned, he was going to kind of fall off a little bit, but he has still been playing very well, which is why he's a player you should have on your team. He's playing the guard and forward spot. So if you need a guard, he can help you. Help. If you need a forward, he can help you. Okay, I love those players who can play multiple positions. They have great value, especially when they are producing. Dante DiVincenzo, talked about him quite a few times because he's been seeing more minutes. Didn't have a lot of minutes the other night, but it's been a pattern, and it's showing that he has been playing more consistent minutes since the trade. And again, field goal percentage is not that great, but he's not a bad shooter. Just this season has been kind of up and down for him. You know, missed the first half with injuries, returned, went back out with injuries. Can't really get in a rhythm when you're in and out of the lineup, especially when you are a shooter. Unless you wait a while, Queen, y'all, because I could just shoot the ball all day, every day. This player, I am still shocked, isn't rostered as high as he should be. Ayo, guard with the Chicago Bulls. Obviously, you already know that it's getting close for players like Ball to return and Caruso, but I still feel like he will continue to start as long as Ball is out. Caruso's not going to come in and jump him in the starting lineup. It's not going to happen. Caruso's most likely going to come off the bench, which means Ayo still has value as long as Ball is out. And again, we're not concerned with the out players. You're out. You cannot help my team. Right now, Ayo has been producing. He's been consistent. And if he is on waivers in your league and you haven't picked him up yet, you better go on and pick him up. Don't make me have to come over there and pick him up for you, all right? Pick him up, okay? That's all I'm saying. Jalen Smith with the Pacers playing very well. The Pacers, they have so many daggone bigs that's playing the same damn position. I don't know which one to go with. Is it Jackson? Is it Smith? Is it, what's the guy's name? Gorda? Y'all know who I'm talking about. Look, whoever's playing well, whoever's got the hot hand, it seems like that is the guy. I prefer Jackson. He seems to be the one who's getting the more consistent minutes and has shown he can be consistent in the role they have for him over more games. So he would be the guy that I would trust out of those three. But again, you have to assess your roster and who's available and what they are doing. Chris Duarte is back. He only been back for one game. Didn't even play 20 minutes. But with him, it's just about getting healthy. So he's a long shot. Healthy. Health is wealth. He got to get them toes together, y'all, because the toe had him out for several games going back to before All-Star break. But hopefully he is ready and healthy. And if he is, he will be a factor on your team for the remainder of the season, because he's going to start, they're going to start increasing those minutes and he'll be good to go. And again, I talked about KJ Martin. If you have to choose between Sengun and Martin, my preference is Sengun. And this is only as long as Wood is out and Tate is out. And also, Alexis Porquisvic. Y'all, I don't know. I may have had his name up, but y'all know what I'm talking about. Well, I'll tell you. Center with OKC is another player who's starting to see an increase in minutes. Nonetheless, y'all, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel and also leave comments on what players you are considering adding this week in fantasy basketball. And also, again, if you enjoy listening to the show, watching the show, check us out, Spotify, Apple, Google. We are out here in these fantasy basketball streets. Good luck, and make sure you keep saying it and speaking it into existence. You are going to win your league. Peace.
Thanks for listening to The Score, Fantasy Basketball Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to The Score for more fun and great advice on how to win at fantasy basketball. And if you've got comments or questions about The Score, send them to waiverwirequeen@gmail.com. The Score.